There's a certain sense in which when you are loved and you know it, when someone cares for you and you know it, when you love and you show it, it actually feels right. There's something right about it. And there's a reason.
Well, I don't know if I'm a breakout star or not, but I really do hope that the preaching of the good news of Jesus Christ at that wedding has been some good news for those who heard it. That service was, it was all of us. It was people from different nationalities, different races, different ethnicities, different worlds. Those two people, their love brought a variety of worlds together. That was a message in itself. And I don't know if they were aware of that when they were making their choices, but their love for each other actually helped to show us that love can change the way we live together.
You were quoting Dr. Martin Luther King, perhaps the greatest civil rights leader of the 20th century, at the very heart of the British establishment and its historical associations with things like colonialism and slavery. Were you conscious of that?
Sure. And you know what?
Were you trying to make a point?
I was trying to make a point to all of us, myself included, to the whole world, that, you know, we all have history, we all have a past, but our job, as St. Paul says, is to press on toward the mark of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. And our task now is to figure out, how do we love each other in such a way that we can actually change the world around us and change the future that is before us?